There's been a lot of talk of Russia lately. Not since the Cold War has there been so much tension between the world's superpowers. As we enter a new age of technology, there are new threats emerging, such as cyber hacking and modern forms of internet propaganda labeled fake news. As technology advances, drones, for example, have become so common these days that a civilian such as myself has one, and I even managed to get it to work on the very first day at the park. Based on what seems to be a similar GPS technology is the new emerging market of flying passenger vehicles, such as this drone taxi in Dubai. Even more impressive is this one designed by an Israeli company, which is rumored to hit the market in the next several years or so. And while civilization might finally start actually resembling the futuristic Jetsons, flying cars are not Russia's greatest secret weapon, which, regardless of advances in technology, has remained the same: the timeless Russian women. This beautiful dancing group from Russia has a secret technique, the floating step, that no one can really see. The Bereska ensemble was set up in 1948 by choreographer Nadezhda Nadezhdina. Since then, it has become a symbol of sorts, something that Russia has been identified with. Every concert put up by Bereska starts with a circle dance called the Korvod, in which they perform the sliding step. What's so special about this step is that they hardly appear to move at all. They in fact seem to be standing still while the stage beneath them seems to be moving. Even the skirts worn by the dancers doesn't seem to ruffle. The step was created by Nadezhdina herself, and while it is nothing short of impressive, the exquisite beauty of the dancers helped to keep the audiences around the world mesmerized. The area of Russia geologically known as the steppes, which means grasslands, are anthropologically regarded as the location where Indo-European languages, advanced metals, domesticated animals, and agricultural civilization spread out during the Holocene, which means since the end of the Ice Age. These people have traditionally been known as Aryan, a term etched in cuneiform thousands of years ago in places like modern-day Iran, a nation that is incidentally named after the word Aryan. Horses are also attributed to this specific clan, which introduced Sanskrit to India, as well as swastikas, and has left its mark in China and Mongolia, Afghanistan, even as far off as Japan, and of course Germany, and anywhere else you see any one of these languages. Famous equestrians, there are legends of a class of brave mythical women, often seen on horseback with bow in hand, famously or infamously known as Amazon women, the arch enemies of the ancient Greeks. In Greek mythology, the Amazons were a race of female warriors that, according to Herodotus, were related to the Scythians, who were essentially northern proto-Iranian nobility of the time, Aryans. Of course, they also inhabited Anatolia, which is modern-day Turkey and Armenia, and include land around the Black Sea, which up until 8,000 years ago was fresh water, then following cataclysms turned salty, which could explain the Aryan dispersal or Aryan invasions in the first place. Amazonian queens and nobility show up in historical myths, such as participating in the Trojan War, or as characters in the labors of Hercules, and often depicted in art in the heat of battle with Greek warriors. According to Plutarch, the Amazons lived in and about the Don River, which the Greeks called Tanais, but which was called by the Scythians the Amazon. In some myths, it is said that no men were permitted to have sexual encounters or reside in Amazon country, except for once a year, and only in order to prevent their race from dying out, they visited the neighboring tribe, and male children who were the results of these visits were either sent back to their fathers or exposed in the wilderness to fend for themselves. The girls were kept and brought up by their mothers and trained in agricultural pursuits, hunting, and of course the art of war, which they were good at, and would not kill all the men. Some they would take as slaves, and again, once or twice a year they would use for sex, etc. According to several ancient sources, in 1542, Francisco de Orellana, traveling through South America, reached what is now the Amazon River, naming it after a tribe of warlike women he claims to have encountered and fought on a small tributary of the Amazon. Afterwards, the whole basin and region, known as Amazonia in Spanish, were named after that river. So that's where it gets its name. In the 1911 edition of Encyclopedia Britannica, we read the following lines, and I quote, "While some regard the Amazons as a purely mythical people, others assume a historical foundation for them. The deities worshipped by them were Ares and Artemis, not the usual Greek goddess of that name, but an Asiatic deity, in some respects her equivalent. It is conjectured that the Amazons were originally the temple servants and priestesses of this goddess, and were ruled entirely by women who carried out the duties which elsewhere were regarded as peculiar to men, in whom alone the rights of nobility and inheritance were vested, and who had the supreme control of affairs." End quote. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an independent yet educated anthropologist. Thank you for listening and for subscribing if you've done so. Please share my videos if you enjoy them. I rely on word of mouth. Thank you to my subscribers that have donated to Atlantean Gardens, the nonprofit organization that publishes my books, available on Amazon.com, and makes these educational videos possible. Don't forget to leave a comment. I'll see you next time.